Welcome to Supernatural Perspectives. I'm Tom.
And I'm Chris.
Supernatural Perspectives is a podcast that dives into the world of ghosts and UFOs with a mission to separate fact from fiction. The show examines these phenomena through experienced minds while challenging the misleading information often portrayed in pop culture and mainstream media.
Throughout this podcast, we will explore the possible explanations behind paranormal activity and close encounter experiences, offering insight into how these mysteries can sometimes be demystified by scientific principles. However, the podcast does remain open to the possibility that there is something out there yet to be fully understood. So join us as we navigate the unknown, seeking the truth that lies beyond the sensational.
So I've been a paranormal investigator for about 13 years now. In that time, and when I say paranormal investigator, more so on the ghost side, actually 100% on the ghost side. In that time, I found lots of things that I can't explain and lots of things that I can explain, but kind of as I go on and do more research, I often find myself explaining things that before I couldn't explain.
Tom, would you say that since the, I guess since you first started looking into this stuff, has your opinion or your feelings about it changed? And if so, how?
Yeah, most definitely. I would say when I first got into it, I think I was like, 17 or 18, I think, when we first started the group. And if we heard a branch fall when we were out ghost hunting, that was the end. The place was haunted. We were fucking rotting home. Yeah. I remember this one time that, and this is a true story. We were ghost hunting and we had my friend's car and we saw something or heard something. I don't even remember what it was now, but it scared us kids that were just out looking to get scared. And we took off so fast that there was like by the driveway, it had like one of those kind of circular half circle driveways you can pull in and pull out the other side. And we were going so fast out of there, we didn't realize we were kind of on the lawn and there was a small ditch. But luckily, we were so scared. The car was going so fast. We literally ramped the ditch, landed on the road, and just kept right on going.
It's nice. So,
yeah. So now with a few years of experience under my belt, it's not, I don't drive away quite that fast. And if I hear something now, I tend to try to figure out what it is before I run. Actually, I don't think I run anymore, but, yeah, it's certainly sometimes you run into things that that literally scare the hell out of you, and you don't really know why. Like you're like, well, I'm not scared, but you sure feel like you are. But now I kind of dig into those a little deeper or try to figure out why I'm feeling like that, what's going on around me. Before, I never would have done that. And I mean, if you ask me in 6 months, I'm sure that my views on it then from now are going to be much different as well. It changes all the time.
Yeah. That's something we want to aim to do here on this podcast, run toward the ominous noises instead of away from them now. So, I guess for me, my background in this, I not an expert, not nearly as experienced as you are, more of a researcher of the researchers, but I've been borderline obsessed with the paranormal since I was 7-8 years old. So started with the X-Files as a way to like bond with my dad. We'd watch the X-Files together, but it turned into something a lot more than that for me. And I just recognized at an early age that the universe was far more enchanted than what they were leading me to believe. So, yeah.
We are not alone, or are we?
Yeah, right.
The X-Files theme actually used to scare the hell out of me when I was a kid. I didn't mind the show, but for some reason, man, that theme song came on. I was not sleeping that night.
We were talking about that. It's definitely a vibe. I love it still to this day. My kids, too. I share that with my children now. We've watched probably the entire series at least once or twice.
I actually started rewatching it not too long ago. I guess I shouldn't say rewatching it, just watching it for the first time. One of my friends was watching it and she kind of got me into it a bit. So I started watching it too. And I was like, oh, I like this. I think I'm on like season 3 or 4 or something like that. But yeah, so kind of some of the things you're going to see in the show, as Chris said, he brings the UFO side and the research on that. And I have the ghost side of it under control so far. And yeah, so we're just going to be kind of using our own experience and research and trying to navigate through. What we're aiming to do is we're just going to look at these things, like the paranormal side of hauntings, the paranormal side of UFOs, and kind of use our own experience to try to figure out what we can contribute, what we can add and learn as we go to aid our own research. I mean, there's lots of people out there that are doing research, and you'll find that everyone does it a fair bit differently. But there's no wrong way to do it. Like, I mean, for example, with my ghost stuff, I mean, the way we run investigations is completely different from other groups that we've gone out with. And I mean, we go out with lots of different groups, especially like now the weather's getting nicer. We'll hear from another group and they'll be like, hey, we have this place, you guys want to come? And we'll do the same thing. Like, we'll just reach out to them and be like, hey, we have this location. Do you want to send a couple of your guys? It's not because we need them. It's just because we all have a really good relationship and we all know that we're all working toward the same thing. So if we can kind of help each other out and get that different perspective in there, it's very important. So, I mean, even if you're the kind of ghost hunter that just bought an EMF meter on Amazon and just goes out with a couple friends and runs around a graveyard and gets scared, you're still doing it right. I mean, you're having fun, you're checking things out, right? The interest is there. There's no wrong way to do it. So yeah, I mean, hopefully the listeners, like, you have a different theory than we do, right? Like, let us know. We love that stuff. Everyone's just trying to learn off everybody else. And I mean, for me, I look for podcasts that are like this all the time, and I've never found one that has satisfied my cravings. So hopefully this one can satisfy your cravings, or at least make it on your list of ones that you're like, you know what, these guys are interesting.
Yeah. No, I think you said that perfectly. I 100%. I was kind of talking about this with you before the show, but it's I'm very excited about this because I think there are so many popular narratives out there, so much spectacle that surrounds this whole topic, and just being able to be part of a process that seeks to, you know, kind of elevate the collective consciousness, the collective awareness around these issues. Being part of that process, to me, is the most, like, that's what I'm here for. That's the dopaminergic payoff right there. That's what I'm doing it for. And yeah, definitely. When you get multiple varying perspectives in, and when you see that they all are converging at a certain point, then you're onto something, and that's like that aha, you know. So that's what we're doing it. I mean, if everybody, anybody, yeah, like you said, bring in your own stories, you know, tell us about your experiences. We'd love to hear it all. And it'd be great if we could get out and investigate some of them. I mean, that'd be cool for sure.
So the funny thing, and I mean, especially for, I don't want to say new listeners, cause this is our first episode, so everybody's a new listener. Mm. But people that this will pertain to are people that are kind of into ghosts and into UFOs and things like that. I don't know if it's just me, but I guess it's not just me, because I know very few people that ghost hunt that also are into UFOs or know anything about it. So people are probably like, oh, that's kind of a weird team up. You have a guy that's a UFO researcher and a guy that's a ghost hunter, essentially. And they're teamed up doing this podcast. Like, well, what's going on with that? Well, I still know very little. I know nothing actually about when it comes to the UFO phenomena. Like, I know people report seeing UFOs, and that's pretty much the extent of my knowledge. I don't know if I've ever seen one. I don't know if I've ever looked for one, but just in talking with Chris, I mean, we haven't known each other all that long. We just kind of had a random conversation and talking about our fields of research. And then there were like so many places that all this kind of crossed over and we're like, hey, that's weird. So then we just kind of kept talking about it and there were more connections between the two. And it's quite interesting. We won't get into the connections now, but you'll see how they cross over in future episodes.
Yeah, you're right. A ton of overlap with, you know, as far as it pertains to the UFO or UAP phenomenon, or well, more appropriately, a phenomena, there definitely are in those field of studies or investigation or inquiry. There seems to be two distinct data sets. There's the what we alluded to earlier in the intro. There's this popular narrative of, you know, spaceships, aliens, you know, boogeyman from beyond. There's ghosts and that's all what I like to call a spectacle, perhaps. But then there's where the overlap is there's this other set of data that seems to go overlooked, and we'll elaborate on that, like you said, but that's where the overlap is. And almost to the point where I hope we can make this, we can articulate this to the listener, but there seems to, in my opinion, a lot of times they probably share an explanation. So again, that's another reason I'm excited about this, is because that's, I think too much attention is spent looking at the sky for these little green men, a little gray man, excuse me, and their triangular or flying saucer spacecraft. And we need to be looking a lot closer to us and, you know, right here in our backyards. I think that's where the strange stuff is happening. And that's where the overlap is. And I think that's where we'll find for a lot more fascinating conversation.
That's right. And when you say they might oftentimes have the same explanation, I just want to let you know, in my 13 years of doing this, if anyone that's ever said they've seen a ghost, or if I'm ever like, oh, I can't figure this out, no one's ever told me that it's probably just an airplane or Starlink. Nobody's right. Like, oh, that wasn't a ghost. That was Starlink.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're right. And that's part of the pop culture, and we'll get into this in later episodes, and whether that's,
we're going to get into this in the next episode,
but yeah,
and that's right. So if you love the 14 minutes and 13 seconds of this one, you'll love the next one, I assure you. In episode two, we're going to get into we're going to get into kind of the pop culture, and that's where we're going to really break down the ghost hunting, and you're going to learn how and why my style is so different from the things that you're used to seeing. I different in some ways, of course. It's the same in a lot of ways, but there's a lot of ways it's different too.
As far as the popular cultures go, there's not a whole lot of overlap. I mean, everybody, like you just alluded to, the ghost and the spacecraft are two completely different things. So they don't share a ton of similarities there, but yeah, the more weird stuff, of course, we'll get into. And I'm really interested because I've never really done that part of it either. I'm interested to hear about the investigative modalities for finding ghosts. You know what I mean? I did, my wife and I, a few years back, we went into the city jail in Charleston, South Carolina. We stayed almost overnight. We were in there for like 4 or 5 hours, and they gave us I'm going to get the names of these things wrong, but there was the one that's scanning the radio channels, and it's all static. It's
like, the spirit box. Quick.
The spirit box. We had a spirit box. That was dope. And we had these other little things. They were like metered. They were picking up something.
Numbers or lights?
Lights.
So that's a K2 meter.
Okay,
which is the same thing as an EMF meter, pretty much. The only difference is the EMF meter gives you the actual number, and the K2 meter just flashes a light within a range of five or so, I think. But I just want to touch back to one other point that they made here that some of the listeners will probably pick up on. They'll be like, Jesus, those two sound different. So you said you're in South Carolina. Which is funny. So I'm actually in Canada, in Nova Scotia. So, I mean, it's even crazier that the two of us would ever be in a position to ever have this conversation and then start a podcast out of it. So you never know who you're going to meet, but in these kind of research worlds, no matter what you're investigating or researching, making those contacts is vital to further your research, right? That's why if any of the listeners, like if you're in some type of paranormal research group, whether it's for UFOs or ghosts, and there's another paranormal research group, like anyone else is doing the same thing is not competition, right? I mean, unless it's a job and you're making money at it, if it is, let me know how you did that. but I mean, right. Y'all always stop and say hello. Yeah. So by episode 5 of this podcast, you're probably going to be watching your favorite, UFO or alien documentaries and your favorite ghost hunting show, through a different eye.
Man, I hope so. Like that is 100%. When I decided that, well, not I, when we decided we wanted to do this, that was in the back of my mind was that is my goal for this is for, you know, 5-6 episodes in, you're sitting at home watching some UFO documentary on Netflix and you're like, this seems like bullshit. Let me clarify. I'm not trying to insinuate in any way whatsoever that, that extraterrestrials are not a thing. Like, in fact, I believe they 100% are. It just seems like the universe would be, it'd be unfathomable to think that we're the only living intelligent things.
That's right. And I'm in the same place. I'm in the same place with the ghost side of things. I didn't mean to cut you off there, but I don't want you to get too excited and give too much away.
Yeah,
I was scared there for a second. I was like, we're trying to do a podcast, not a 1-hour special.
Yeah, right. Well, I could talk forever, Tom. Sorry.
That's right. But yeah, same with the ghost side. Like I'm very much a believer. Very much. But I also believe that if we're going to believe in something, we should know what we're believing in. And right. Like I do this because I want to know myself. So I don't want to sound rude, but I don't care if I can make you believe in ghosts. It doesn't matter to me what you think. I'll show you what I find. I'll go to your location. I'll do whatever. Right. And it's up to you to determine if what I found is a ghost or if I'm telling you, hey, I don't know what this is. It's up to you to figure out what it is. I want to know for myself. Right. I mean, how comforting would it be to know, or maybe uncomforting to know that, oh, okay, well, when I'm done here, I do it all again somewhere else. Right. Or maybe you just say, oh, when you're done here, you're done. Who knows? But we're going to try to find out. So you've made it through the first episode. I don't know if you love this one or not, but the next couple will be really good. So you should at least stick around for those long enough to get hooked.
Yes, we are. Tom and I are the least interesting aspect of this podcast. we're going to get into the good stuff pretty soon, I promise.